Many of the problems afflicting the natural world can be traced to people who are disconnected from that realm. That's one of the core theses in the new book, Uprisings for the Earth, Reconnecting Culture with Nature, by Marin County author, artist, and activist Osprey Oriel Lake.
A lot of times if I ask people, do you know where your electricity comes from? Do you know where your water comes from? Most people are very disconnected from those everyday resources that we use, and I don't think we use them wisely or with the kind of care that we would exercise if we understood where these resources come from, that they are limited, and that we need to respect them and use them properly.
Whether one lives in a vast metropolis, such as Los Angeles, or a small town here in Northern California, we are part of a culture that emphasizes material goods over natural things, she observes, a drumbeat of daily conditioning that is hard to counter.
If you ask most children or adults to name some brand names or logos from commercial products, they really have no problem doing that. But if you ask them to step outside their front door and name just 10 plants, most people can't do that. And I think this is really pointing to some of the problem we have right now and how we're living, which is we don't really have a big relationship with the natural world. And it's actually exciting because it's something we can do something about.
Because almost everywhere, there are still fragments of nature close at hand.
One of the things that we can do is to put down our computers, put down our cell phones, and go to a city park or maybe start a urban garden. It's a matter of just exposing ourselves to a lot of opportunities that are really right in front of us, but when we're not aware of them, we don't participate in them.
Modern cities are especially distant from the sources of their resources, Lake adds, so she's been making an effort to help bridge that gap.
One of the projects that I'm working on is to take communities up into the watersheds that feed their water supply, and people are really excited to learn where does their water come from. Following that route is very illuminating to understand the complexity of how we get our water on a daily basis and also how it's a really finite resource.
With these understandings in place, Lake says, decision-making about resource use becomes a matter of conscious choices. And even more significantly, the drive for consumption is diminished and replaced with something far more nourishing.
When we remove the majesty of the wild forest and the beauty of the rivers, or walk along the ocean, we're really taking something away from ourselves that is very fulfilling. Our excitement about this amazing miracle we call life and how rare that is and how exciting that is. When we take that away from ourselves, we actually try to fill ourselves up with a lot of external stuff because we're missing something very meaningful when we don't have nature in our lives.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.